Hello. Yes, that sounded really bad, but this is Dylan Mayer's Lolly for usually three Brits, one mic, but unfortunately, due to unforeseen circumstances, Matt and Vinny and Joel have decided not to turn up, so I've managed to bring in a good friend of mine, Chris Morris. Say hello, Chris.
You get the spare Chris, the second Brit. Well, I suppose at this point it is. Yeah, so the fourth Brit.
Well, he would be the fifth Brit if we got this intentionally, but they didn't turn up.
Well, this ain't bad.
I know. This would be good fun, I'm sure. But yeah, Chris is a very good buddy of mine, so we're going to be talking movie news as normal, trailers and all that jazz. So we're going to start off with something you sent me on over the interwebs, and you can introduce it.
It's a little Disney animation called Paper Man, originally supposed to go before Wreck-It Ralph, but I don't think we were going to get it in the UK, so I was very interested in seeing it, and I did see it, and it's pretty damn awesome.
It is good. I've seen Wreck-It Ralph, so that too is pretty damn awesome. I'll get on to that in a sec.
Yeah,
it really surprised me. Like, you sent it me, just watching it, kind of cool. And then it was the bit when he starts throwing them all out the window. It's like classic Disney right there.
I mean, they did like a behind-the-scenes thing where they said they had all the concept art for it, and they had a load of faces of him, and they say for every movie they normally do this, but they only use like a third of the faces for it. So they get... It's kind of sad that they don't use them, but in Paper Man they said, no, we're going to... All these hand-drawn faces we've used, we're going to use them in the movie. Well, the short film. And I think they did, especially the bit where I think it's about halfway through where he throws it and it gets hit by the birds. He just sort of does a disbelief face, and it's just... That bit was just awesome.
It really captures the Disney magic, which I really like about it.
I think the best thing about it is that the guy that made it is new to Disney. He is... It's nice to see that Disney are hiring someone new, and although you really wouldn't have known, but it's just so lovely.
I think that's probably why it seems so lovely, because he's like new face, wants classic Disney again. Another really interesting thing I liked about it was I looked at some behind the scenes, and it's like an amalgamation of hand drawn and digital, like the backgrounds of digital, and of course they're digitally enhanced, but it's really clever, because if that's how hand-drawn animation is going to go,
yeah, definitely,
I'm completely fine with it. I just don't want it to disappear, because I was watching the other day, I was watching some like old 40s Looney Tunes cartoons, and I was just marvelling at how much nicer it is to have proper hand-drawn animation than this kind of CGI'd terrible.
I just wonder how long it took to make Paper Man, because I mean, did this take like a load of time and it just wouldn't be viable to make a movie anywhere near like this?
Well, they are making one.
What?
There's four Hunger Games, and then the week after, there's a film called Frozen, which is like another hand drawn. It's a hand drawn animation, and it's about it's a new kind of take on a classic fairy tale kind of thing.
Yeah.
But we don't know anything about it. There's been like concert art and that kind of stuff released. But it's really interesting, because they haven't really had your movie since
really cool.
Princess on the Frog, which wasn't very good.
But I still haven't seen it. I haven't.
The music's cool. The music's cool.
Well, there's a reason to watch it then.
Yeah, but it's just subpar from what you expect from Disney. But anyway, moving on, otherwise we'd just be talking about this for a few more hours. It's really good. Go on YouTube and check out Disney Paper Man, okay? It's also Oscar nominated.
It's unlisted, and it has 11 million views. It's just so awesome.
Yes, so we're going to move on to a bit of news that I've been interested about. And there's been a lot of pictures released of the new Ashton Kutcher Steve Jobs movie called Jobs, because the J is little and the O is capital, so you have to say it like that. There have been some pictures released of him as Steve Jobs, and we're just looking at kind of like a side by side thing, and I think the best thing about it is Ashton Kutcher looks like young Steve Jobs.
It's kind of scary how, I mean, originally I just thought it was a photo of Steve Jobs, and someone just edited it a bit, like someone just made it a bit darker one side, and then, really? It's just,
yeah, he does look,
it's just,
He looks good, doesn't he?
If you made me guess which side was actually Steve Jobs, I'd definitely struggle.
Yeah. It's very good. I think the only reason you can tell us is one's blown up slightly in comparison to the other. But the problem is, there was a clip released because it was shown at Sundance, and there was a clip released because, of course, it got... Not Sundance, South by Southwest.
Okay.
And it actually... The clip was a scene between Steve Jobs and Wozniak, and, you know, Steve Jobs was going, personal computing, it's the future. And Wozniak was going, no, it's not viable, and that shit. And Wozniak, who is still alive, came out and said, actually, this is wrong. I was the one that came up with the idea for the personal computer, and Jobs was the salesman. And the problem is that has been the evidence for a lot of Apple's history, so you've got to kind of believe it.
Which, I don't know. Apple can do sort of what they like. I mean, Steve Jobs will be sort of the martyr for Apple to carry on and be what Apple is, shall we say. And I don't know. I think them wanting to sort of love Steve Jobs as this guy that founded everything, I think if people want to do that, they can. But there we are.
Yeah. But anyway, Jobs is coming out this year. I will probably check it out. Next one is something that I'm very excited about, but I don't think... Have you seen The Raid, Chris?
I haven't seen The Raid.
You haven't seen The Raid? Well, The Raid was this very, very awesome kung fu film that came out last year.
Oh, was it the non-English one?
The non-English one.
Yes, that one.
Have you seen it?
You showed me a good 20 minutes worth of clips for it.
Yeah, but it was lit. The tagline was 99% action, 1% drama. But like
that was awesome.
But there's a couple of pictures have been released of the next one, which look... Apparently it takes place like literally the moment, because it ends with the guy coming out of the building.
Yeah.
And apparently it takes place like directly afterwards, which I think is cool. So there's not going to be like a 2-year gap, and there's a picture, and he looks beat up, because of course it's what happened to him, and there's like some pictures of him looking dark in a hoodie. And one of him with like a tin opener thing, which... it looks pretty awesome. I will definitely go see it if I can sneak in, because I'm not technically legally.
We just need a return to the stupid action movies. I mean, recent Arnie movie aside, I think we need a bit more lightheartedness in cinema, because although films are very good at the moment, it's just... We need a bit of stupid kung fu action.
Yeah. But the Raid isn't stupid kung fu action, because it's not flying around.
It's a good point.
It's legitimate stuntmen doing legitimate fighting.
We just need some awesome stuff, I think.
I think we need some more kind of Expendables type movies. Talking about that, there's a movie coming out later this year starring Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger. And they're both... Okay, so just those two. Yeah. So it's kind of already like the Expendables, but except Stallone's in it all through, and so is Arnie. And they're prisoners in the prison, and they try and escape.
Yeah,
and that's the plot.
I love it.
I know.
It's already like my second favourite movie.
Wow, you've only just heard the very brief plot synopsis.
That's incredible.
Okay, so the next news that we're going to talk about, as we haven't actually spoken about it yet, Edgar Wright's new movie called The World's End, starring Nick Frost and Simon Pegg.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Is coming out later this year, and I'm pumped for this, because
I hope it'll be brilliant.
Edgar Wright hasn't done a bad comedy. He's done Shaun the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and Scott Pilgrim. Those are the three he's done.
I don't know, I just didn't like Pool, so I just hope we get a return.
I think the problem with Pool was no Edgar Wright.
Yeah, Pool just wasn't for me, but any Hot Fuzz, I love it. Shaun of the Dead is... Well, if it was an actual zombie movie, it would be my favourite, but I've got to stick to Dawn of the Dead.
Because it's not. It's a comedy.
I love those movies so much.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. But Nick Frost has been talking about it. Not Nick Frost, Edgar Wright.
Yeah.
And I've been looking up who's in it, and it's got Martin Freeman in it as well.
Okay.
And it's got like this whole array of big class British actors in it, so...
And, yes, and British the, comedy.
There's been a picture of, there's a picture there, we're looking at it right now, of Simon Pegg holding a map with lots of crosses on it, kind of going, but yeah.
Exactly the face.
Indeed. But there's literally nothing about it, which is weird, because it's, you know, it's kind of a big thing.
Who knows?
Hot Fuzz was massive. But yeah, it looks good.
Hopefully keeping under wraps mean it'll be just very exciting.
Yes.
It'll just when it comes out, it's just going to be an awesome movie, I think.
Yes, okay. So let's move away from kind of the big blockbusters.
Oh, yes.
Into something that looks pretty amazing. Remember the Muppets? Did you see the Muppets, the last one?
I have seen, actually.
Oh, and they had to save the studio. Very funny. Kind of revitalized the Muppets, and they've had a few problems over the past, because that came out 2 years ago now.
Really?
Yeah, they had some problems with script and stuff, but they finished the script and they've started, and they finished filming the next sequel to the Muppets. And the Muppets 2 will be called The Muppets Again.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's the upcoming sequel to the Muppets, which was released a few years ago. And there have been some pictures released of Ricky Gervais, or our good friend Tom Bailey.
Oh, dear.
And Miss Piggy and Kermit, and you know, they're kind of... apparently, the plot to the film is that a high-class robbery has happened in London. So the Muppets come to sort it out.
Oh,
that's
yes.
What the Muppets do, which is pretty funny. But I think it'll be good. The Muppets can do no wrong.
Oh, Ricky Gervais.
I love the Muppets. Yeah, that's the thing I'm worried about, because it's the Muppets. It's going to be sweet and bright and lovely, not...
Well, if he does anything, was it on Sesame Street?
He was on Sesame Street.
Is that? Well, it's just if it's anything like what he did with Elmo.
That was funny.
It's just if it's anything like that, because that's perfect for what it is. Because in that he wasn't Office Ricky Gervais, or that would be perfect.
Right.
And of course, the best section, the Nicolas Cage. The Nicolas Cage Superman movie. I mean, that's really all we need to say.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not already running out your door and screaming, why do I not know more about this, then...
Well,
obviously, you have your priorities right, number one.
Some pictures have been released. I'll explain the story. Of Nicolas Cage in a completely legitimate Superman costume. And we're looking at it right now. And oh my God, it looks weird.
His hair, though. His hair's so tame. Nicolas Cage's hair is one of his defining features. In this, he's just... It's almost normal, I'll say it.
It's normal. Nicolas Cage.
But, I mean, he is in a Superman costume, so it's sort of... equals out.
It's a Superman costume with fake six-pack abs on it.
Well, there's no super nipples.
No super nipples. Yeah, well, it's because Tim Burton's doing it, not... I'm not even going to say his name on this podcast.
We'll leave that out.
What I'm going to say is... Ice! There we go. Probably destroyed your ears, Ambo, sorry. Okay.
Oh, Arnie.
Arnie.
Oh, rubber lips and that credit card.
Okay, so there's been a lot of amazing Spider-Man news over the past few weeks.
Yeah, Amazing Spider-Man 2. Exploded with Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, and we got Dane DeHaan in it, who was a kid from Chronicle.
Yeah, it's...
We got a random guy playing the Rhino.
Yeah, I looked up his movies, but there we are.
Apparently...
Not much.
Apparently they're doing the clever thing. He's not going to be the main villain. It's going to, like, open.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man's going to be battling Rhino.
That's really cool.
You know what I mean? So it can open with this big, massive set piece of...
Yeah, that
kind of awesome thing.
That really is what a Spider-Man film should be. And then, as I fought Electro, no one believed me when I said, yeah, I reckon it'll be Electro, because that lightning bolt at the end, everyone's like, nah, it'll be someone else.
I was like, nah, I was
it'll be someone else. I was like, it's got to be Electro. I mean, maybe save the spandex and the hat.
Well, it's Jamie Foxx. I like Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Argo was... Not Argo. That's another story later. Django, was he was really good in Django. He was really cool in Django, which is what
everyone's cool in Django.
Yeah, well, except for his wench, let's say. She kind of stood there and screamed. But also, another bit of Amazing Spider-Man 2. Apparently, there's kind of rumours floating around the internet, as that's where rumours float around nowadays, that Venom will be in the Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Well, it's because they tweeted a picture of a I think it's, is it? It's a locker, and yeah, there it is, locker. And it's apparently, well, in the Ultimate Spider-Man universe, that's where Venom is sort of born. And,
oh,
well, that's why people think it, so...
It
could just be like a horrific tease.
Yeah, I think, imagine that this is the post-credit scene.
And maybe that it just starts the movie with that, and he opens a locker, and it's just paper.
Yeah, it could just be a cool hint at the comic books.
It would be nice.
But if they're going to do a second film, it means they're going to do a third film, and the third film will be Venom.
I mean, maybe they could have, like, some sort of really awesome, like, kind of spoof scene where he goes in there, and he's left his lunch in there, and it's this black slime, and he's like, oh, what is this? And he just sort of throws his lunch out.
Mm.
That would be just kind of a nice nod.
Yeah, that could be really cool, actually. But, if Venom is in this, that's three villains in the movie. And the last time...
Yeah. Anyone remember when that last happened?
Spider-Man 3.
Well, hopefully the Rhino is limited to 15 minutes.
Kind of worked in Dark Knight Rises, if you kind of have Catwoman as...
It's a good point, though, because, I mean, the Scarecrow obviously was... He wasn't a big villain.
It was Ra's al Ghul and Scarecrow, and... That's a good point. There hasn't, except for the very first Batman movie, there hasn't been a Batman movie with any one villain in. Because that's an interesting point. Well, maybe it can. No, it's not Christopher Nolan.
Aww.
I'm sorry, Mark Webb. You're just not as good as Christopher Nolan. I am a very fan-ish, boy-ish. And next bit of movie, we're going to stick with the superhero theme as... Superhero movies dominate everything nowadays. And,
the golden era of superhero movies.
The golden era, yeah.
We hit a renaissance
with Dark Knight. And we've only been getting good movies since then, which is because comic books have studios have been taking control of their movies.
Fingers crossed for 4 and Iron Man 3. How could they go wrong?
How could they indeed? But this is not in the Marvel news. This is over the bush and in the DC news. This is a rumour that Warner Brothers want Ben Affleck from terrible films such as Daredevil.
Oh, poor Daredevil. poor Daredevil.
You don't mind Daredevil, do you?
It could have been a worse film. I mean, Elektra's spin-off was worse.
Oh, dear. But yeah, the rumours is they want him. They wanted him to play Batman in the Justice League movie.
I'm not really sure what I think about this.
Neither do I. Because... He's done some terrible things in the past.
He's done some very terrible
things. But Argo was fantastic. Argo was one of my favourite movies of last year.
Maybe he's matured like a swan. He's the ugly duckling.
Like a swan.
That's maybe the story. That's what I'll call his biography. The ugly duckling.
The ugly duckling.
And the first page will be Daredevil was a mistake. And then he'll carry on from there.
Except it's he's not an ugly duckling at all.
No. Well,
he's quite an attractive duckling. But sticking with kind of the Batman Justice League kind of thing, of course, that because this is what happens when you make a movie to make money rather than out of passion, the Justice League movie is having lots and lots of script difficulties. And apparently Beals, who apparently wrote the script for it before, has been completely scrapped and they're going to have to start again.
Oh, it's had a setback. I mean, I suppose the problem is that the Justice League cartoon really does the relationship between the characters perfectly. Batman is exactly how you'd think he is. He sort of just, he hangs around with them all, but...
Doesn't like him.
Batman stays at home. He doesn't go up in the space station. And Flash is Flash. You can't change Flash. No matter how dark you do it, Flash will...
Always be Flash.
Flash will be always be Flash. Wonder Woman, there's a problem there. And Superman...
The problem is Superman and Wonder Woman.
I mean, I think the problem might be is how do you do Superman? Because if they're sticking with the Man of Steel Superman, I mean, it might be a bit difficult to relate him to Wonder Woman and the other characters.
This world, yeah. See, the problem is they're hinging everything on Man of Steel. Mm. And if Man of Steel doesn't link in, because we don't know yet.
Yeah.
We didn't know about Iron Man until the post-credit scenes. Where you have Samuel Jackson being a badass. But The problem with this is they're hinging everything on Man of Steel doing well. I mean, it will do well. I mean,
hopefully it'll do well.
It has to, because
it's
in 3D for a start, so that kind of like adds a third onto the box office. It's got Christopher Nolan's name plastered all over it.
How could you not?
It's like, even if he was just sat at the back of the set having a coffee whilst it was being filmed, still going, from Christopher Nolan, director of Batman, and all these other movies you love.
It's like, he was definitely there on the scene, it's just he wasn't in it.
Yeah, and it is being written by his brother who wrote Batman Begins. But
I really hope it's brilliant. Because I think if that does really well, then Justice League will have to do really well. They'll postpone it and postpone it until it is the perfect movie.
Yeah, they'll postpone it. Not 2015. Something, because all these films are saying they'll be out in 2015. It will only be Avengers 2.
I think
so. I'm betting this. They'll push Star Wars and Justice League back to 2016 and then have their fight there.
Yeah. But yeah. Justice League and Star Wars now. But that is something you wouldn't. Well, just the Star Wars.
If you had told me 3 years ago, in 2015, you'll be getting The Avengers 2, Justice League, and Star Wars, I would have just said, you're a complete idiot, aren't you?
It's just amazing. Avengers 2 should be really cool.
It should be cool. So we're going to... Next bit of movie news and... again, comic book news, we're going to have to try and get it all out of the way because there's so much
of it,
so much nowadays. And this is probably my favourite name, really. This is done about the upcoming Guardians of the Galaxy movie, who I usually have to explain every week to Matt and Vinny what Guardians of the Galaxy is, but Chris knows these things.
Guardians of the Galaxy is pretty cool. I mean, it could go quite well.
It's Marvel, it will go well. Yeah, they've hit.
It's a shame they can't tie in the X-Men. That's something they like to do in the comics. It is a shame. X-Men's going well, I can't complain.
It is going well, and we'll get on to X-Men in a second. Yes. But this is the thing that Chris Pratt, so his name is Pratt, wins the lead in the Guardians of the Galaxy, so I imagine he's going to be Star-Lord.
Yeah.
Unless they announce he's going to be Drax the Destroyer. Drax the Destroyer.
No, I can't see it.
No, but which is odd because you know apparently Joseph Gordon-Levitt was in the running for it, and
really, that's amazing.
Yeah, but nowadays Joseph Gordon-Levitt's in the running for everything.
It's a good point. But yeah,
you know, so we have nothing. I have nothing to say. I haven't seen anything before, which I really like. I like that a lot. You know,
exactly
it's,
what
it's
I was
the
thinking.
Four conundrum. You hadn't seen Chris Hemsworth in anything.
Is he the perfect actor?
And that means he's four. Which means this guy will be Drax the Destroyer. Not Drax the Destroyer, Star-Lord. That's who I want to see. I want to see who Drax the Destroyer is going to be. Because he's the cool one in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Who knows?
Yes. It's really interesting. I still can't believe they're doing it. Because it's not even a popular comic.
I mean... It's just odd what Marvel are deciding to do because it's the Doctor Strange things as well.
Yeah,
that's definitely
happening.
It's so odd that they just want to push these movies. And I mean, I don't disagree with it. If they think they can make really good movies out of them,
which they can,
then do. But just remember Black Panther.
They'll do Black Panther. They have. They're introducing Falcon and Captain America too.
It's a good point.
You know, but you know what. Joss Whedon's going to just be demanding woman character, female characters because he loves them. If you watch anything with Joss Whedon writing and directing, if there isn't a badass female character, badass female characters in there, he's really not had anything involved with it.
Yeah.
Which is cool because I thought Scarlett Johansson was really good in The Avengers. But anyone listening can clearly tell that I have complete faith in Marvel, and that's because they made The Avengers good.
But
it could have sucked so hard.
Avengers 2 Hulk rumours.
Yes, so apparently the Planet Hulk.
The Planet Hulk. And it would be interesting to see like another separate Hulk movie. It would just...
People would go see it now, that's the difference.
Yeah, that's...
It would make lots of money.
But hopefully Mr. Ruffalo will make his name.
He's signed up for six more movies. They contracted him for six more movies.
That'd be so awesome if they could just make a really cool Hulk movie.
Yeah. Well, the rumour is... I have to cough. Sorry. And the rumour is that Avengers 2 will happen. And yes. like rumours that Hulk will play some massive role in it. And then
Hulk might be shipped off.
And Hulk could be blasted off into space by kind of like this Illuminati kind of group.
Which is another odd thing, because...
Why are they going to say that? Is that going to be...
Reed Richards is a member of that, the Marvel Illuminati, so...
fill me in, I'm not a big Marvel guy.
Well, it's...
in comics, anyway.
this sort of Illuminati, it's just... The main awkward thing, I think Tony Stark's in it, and it's just... It's a bit odd, because in the comics, I mean, we see at the end that obviously Tony Stark's kind of good friends with...
Hulk.
With the Hulk. So it just seems odd that he'd do something like that. But who knows, maybe Iron Man 3 will significantly change Tony Stark and he just won't like the Hulk anymore.
Well, we know what the thing is, isn't it? He's terrific. The thing is, there's been a plot synopsis released for Iron Man 3 recently where explaining, you know, kind of the flying on bits of armour. And the thing is that ever since the Avengers happened and he realised how weak and vulnerable he was, he never wants to be without his armour again.
Yeah.
Which I imagine that being in New York with the Hulk and Captain America, three people who could fight naked and be just as destruction, it must make you feel kind of...
I think Black Widow probably has fought naked a few times.
I want to see that movie. Anyway,
So that's really interesting. That'll be.
But yeah, so it's pretty cool. Oh, just something's just popped up. We've been given a proper full synopsis for Amazing Spider-Man 2 again. Superhero movies, but that's everything. Okay, and this is the I'm gonna read it out. Okay.
Yeah.
In the Amazing Spider-Man 2, for Peter Parker, Andrew Garfield, life is busy. Begins the official blurb. Yeah, so this is just like offline. Between taking out bad guys as Spider-Man and spending time with the person he loves, Gwen, Emma Stone, Stacy, high school graduation can't come quickly enough. Peter has forgotten about the promise he made to Gwen's father to protect her by staying away. But that's a promise he just can't keep. Things will change for Peter when a new villain, Electro, Jamie Foxx, emerges and an old friend, Harry Osborn, returns, and Peter uncovers new clues about his past. Oh, that's kind of shit.
There's some possible bits for comedy there. The fact that he's just forgetting this sort of promise, it just means that maybe he's just going to be the sort of happy-go-lucky Spider-Man. It may well just be that this is going to be quite a light-hearted movie, and that it's just...
That would be so odd, though.
It would be very odd.
The Amazing Spider-Man was this, except for the crane scene, was this very serious movie.
Yeah,
and I thought the tone was really good in Spider-Man.
I don't know.
The thing I'm is Electro really going to be the main villain?
If they do him, like they could a Riddler, like the sort of guy in the suit with the bow tie and all the power, and just. Sort of like Darth Sidious. Sort of just sitting there and then, all of a sudden, that could be kind of cool.
Yeah, it could be.
I think it could work. I mean, I'll definitely go see it if... Well, I'll definitely go see it. It's like, it's just there.
Okay, so I'm going to quickly blast through some really quick bits of news now. Okay, and that is Brian Breaking Bad Cranston and Elizabeth Olsen are set for the new Godzilla movie. Which there's been a picture of. Which
no, that look, is a sentence.
Look at that. Look at that.
Oh, Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Godzilla! Godzilla! Please.
Be good.
Please be good.
Well, you know, you've got Pacific Rim.
Yes, Pacific Rim.
Oh, you don't like Pacific Rim. Oh, no. It's going to be amazing. Number one. Mike Wazowski from Monsters Inc. wraps up for a new Monsters University poster, and there's the picture.
Oh, that's awesome.
It has
just from that, you just know.
It's going to be good.
Even if you hadn't watched Monsters Inc., you know exactly what his character is.
audio listener. It's a picture of Mike, all green and lovely, with kind of blue scarf wrapped around him, and... a blue hat and some blue kind of earmuff things and just kind of smiling. Oh, the thing is, Monsters Inc. was the very first movie I ever saw in the cinema. So it'll be like a little nice round trip when I'll go and see it, you know, so it'll be like, hey, 12 years on, still watching Monsters, Inc. movies.
I have an odd feeling my first film was Die Another Day. It probably wasn't, but my first movie in a cinema.
Die Another Day, that's a very odd film to see first. I saw nice, awesome, really well-made children's movie. Yes. It was terrible James Bond.
I mean, I don't know if it was, it's just that's the first thing that comes to mind.
Fair enough. Next one is that Matt Doctor Who Smith is to star in Ryan. Look at me, I'm incredibly attractive. I can turn any man gay. Gosling in How to Catch a Monster. I do this, Chris. This is what I do.
That's fair enough. And don't disagree. Yeah.
So Ryan Gosling is. Ryan Gosling is producing it, or is he like directing it? But anyway, the film's called How to Catch a Monster, and. Matt Smith is going to be the lead actor in it, which is pretty cool.
I mean, normally I'd say, well, I mean, does this mean it's the end of Matt Smith being Doctor Who this time round? But then I remember how long the season breaks are. He's got plenty of time to do a movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the thing that takes time is actors.
Yeah.
Like, a movie spends 6 weeks shooting.
Yeah.
And that's,
so,
like, famously, Schindler's List, which is 3 hours, was a 4-week production.
That's cool.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. I was just thinking, does that mean he won't be? But then I thought, no, he can still be.
Doctor Who, it's kind of 5 hours. That's kind of
I don't think he wants to go at Doctor Who yet. I think he still loves it.
He's a good Doctor, though. He's perfect for what they're kind of going for.
Definitely.
Which is really good. And we're going to finish with probably now. It's probably overtaken comic book movie news for awesomeness.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of an excitement for everybody. Because it's going to excite most people, but this. It's Star Wars.
This is everyone.
Star Wars. If you don't like Star Wars, literally, you're dead to me. But, Disney has properly announced and confirmed that it's not just.
It's lovely when you get these, isn't it?
It's not just nerds going, oh my god, they're making solo movies. It's the Disney CEO said, yes. We are going to be doing some solo movies, and Kazdan is going to be involved, which is awesome.
It's just Star Wars.
Yeah, so we're going to talk a bit about that later. We have a quick break so I can show Chris some trailers, because the Super Bowl happened last week, apparently.
Yes.
So that'll be the next section, Super Bowl trailers. See ya. And we're back.
Hello again.
And so Chris is still here. And once again, we have no Matt and Nobody and no Joel, because they couldn't be fucked to turn up. So, what happened last week in America, at least, is there was a big game of fake football. And, which is good for people that like that kind of thing, but also good for people like me, because it means that we get at least a few interesting trailers.
Yeah, you get adverts. Everyone loves the adverts.
Everyone loves adverts.
That's why the people watch the Super Bowl.
Well, that's why I was vaguely interested.
Yeah.
So, should we start off with Star Trek Into Darkness. Which we have just showed Chris, so you're getting his immediate reaction. And I saw ages ago, so...
It's definitely going to be... a movie that will hopefully convert me, because I did actually see the first one in the cinema, and I did actually really like it. It's just, I don't know, I didn't really think much of it afterwards. I was like, well, it's a good movie, but I didn't think a great deal, but it really does look awesome.
I think Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
It's Cumberbatch, 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 Cumberbatch. He's coming and he's going to kill everyone, and it's going to be awesome.
It just looks really cool.
I saw it on DVD, and it's one of my favourite remakes of the movie, or reboots, or whatever you say, ever. I think it's just below Batman's and Dark Knight's. But it's just something about it. I really liked how they very cleverly created an alternate timeline, so they can do whatever the fuck they want in this, rather than being constrained by previous Star Trek lore.
Yeah.
I also really like the cast. I like how they pay homage to the originals, but also their own people. And also, this is being directed by JJ, who's directing Star Wars.
Yeah.
So this would be a big sign.
That's just going to get a big bump to the amount of people that watch this movie, no matter what, I think. It's just...
Hmm. Well,
they have to watch.
Should we talk about the trailer? I'll do a quick synopsis. So the trailer is basically footage we've seen before. You know, so you have the big, "Your world is not safe." Bang! Inception ripoff. But halfway through the trailer, it kind of gets a lot quieter, and it shows the clips over and over. But instead of going the generic "Bang!" or "Angry Boat," as I like to call it. It kind of just has the Star Trek bridge noise in the background. So it's like, it's just like shows, but yeah, it's pretty awesome. Another thing I would like, we know nothing about this movie.
It's a good point, though. They're good at keeping secrets these days, apart from Spider-Man, obviously.
Yeah, apparently, someone that watched the first 9 minutes at IMAX said that almost everything in those trailers takes place in the first 9 minutes.
That's cool.
You know, except for the Enterprise crashing, but that would be the big end of the second act.
Yeah, I
think
I expect so.
That'll crash and then they'll all pull together and then they'll go defeat.
Then it's time to get serious. Yeah, time to call the A-team.
Which is good because it even did it in the Dark Knight trailers. They showed the end climax. I mean, fortunately, they didn't show much of the Bane fight. Unfortunately, the big policeman fight didn't matter because the big climax of the movie was him going out into the bay and didn't show that at all. Spoilers alert, by the way.
Just but, as long as it's there.
It's pretty awesome because there's no way to piss off the Federation and to take the Enterprise, their biggest, best flagship ship, and make it drop from space. Space to Earth.
Yeah.
Someone made a review of it and was like, I was going to say the sky, but it's not. It's space. Which just makes it much bigger and much more awesome. But we'll move on from Star Trek because we've reviewed the other ones before on this program. So we're going to move on. I'm just going to say it, and then Chris is going to have his very first little reaction after this. Are you ready? Fast and Furious 6.
Oh, well, I've watched a lot of the Fast and Furious movies, but I've just never been that big a fan. I mean, it looks cool. I mean, right at the start, the Jeep flipping over, that's pretty cool. And then at the end, I suppose you just have to see it, really, the plane and
the plane and
the fire and it's exactly what it's meant to be. Everything's there. If you like the movies, I'm sure this one will be another interesting movie in the series. I might give it a watch, but
see, this is my opinion. I was really, really surprised by Fast and Furious 5. I liked Fast and Furious. Fast and Furious 2 was terrible. Fast and Furious 3 Tokyo Drift, I was just car porn. Fast and Furious, which was actually Fast and Furious 4, was just trying to be the first one again. And then the fifth one, it kind of became a silly, fun action movie. And I liked that. I also had The Rock in I Like the Rock.
Yeah.
And it looks like they're keeping with the silly, fun summer action movie tone with this. They're not focusing on the street racing.
It's fair enough. I mean, it's sort of like the Transformers movies, though that's not what they're meant to be. They were sort of just that, I don't know, they just wanted to make a big explosion-y movie with a fat guy with a rocket launcher. So they did, and I mean, the reason I watch Transformers is because I really like Transformers, but the reason I'm not going to I'm not that excited for Fast 6 is just because
it's definitely going to be a DVD watch.
Yeah, I think so.
Also, it has Gina Carano in it, who I have tickles my fancy quite a lot, let's just say.
What a lovely way to put it. That's
a lovely way. She's fucking hot. Despite the fact she could probably kick your head in. Which just makes them more hot, personally. Yeah. Which it's not
again
a complaint.
The Scarlett Johansson effect, or at least with Black Widow.
No, Black Widow, yeah. Okay, so we're gonna move on to the extended look.
The extended look. Oh, that was good.
That's I'm sure so not in the movie.
I'm sure there's a lot of fangirls that really appreciated those first 30 or so seconds.
Yeah, it's like a 1.5 minute trailer, and 30 seconds of it is Robert Downey Jr. just kind of standing and staring at the camera. And then he goes,
oh, it's amazing.
And then he goes at the end, that was more of, that was more of an extensive look. And this is like, oh, it's not a proper scene from the movie.
It's just awesome.
And then the trailer starts, and it looks good. Iron Man 3.
I'm still very excited for it. I mean, the fact that it's the Mandarin, it's just, I'm not that sure. I mean, I'm sure if they would have wanted it to be like this big, big movie, they'd have put someone very well known in. So I think putting the Mandarin in is interesting. I'm still definitely going to see it. I'm sure it'll be brilliant. Oh, yeah. I think
I will be there Friday the weekend it opens.
Yeah, the fact that they just threw the Iron Patriot, inverted commas, into it, is just makes it very interesting. I think it could be.
They might just be trying to reinvent it.
I mean,
because it can't be Norman Osborn.
Well, I think it can't be Norman Osborn.
And they showed a shot, and it was Rhodey.
No, but I mean, it's the idea that the person behind that isn't necessarily the good as gold person you think it is. Mm. Which I think that's pretty much what the Iron Patriot's meant to be, and I think it's interesting that it's in there. I mean, it might just be leading up for new Avengers, new movie.
Mm.
It could be Iron Man 4.
See,
but still, I think it's still very interesting.
I'm looking forward to it substantially. I mean, I really liked Iron Man. In fact, Iron Man kind of won me over in the superhero, because up to that point. Because I hadn't seen Batman Begins. No one saw Batman Begins for some odd reason. But Iron Man happened, and before Iron Man, you can't think of really any exceptional superhero movies.
No. It's just,
I mean, kind of Spider-Man 2? Oh, sorry, no, that's complete bullshit. X-Men 2. And X-Men 1.
Yes.
X-Men 1 and X-Men 2 started off the modern comic book era, and then nothing came after it. That was very good.
Iron Man, the first Iron Man, I always remember the scene where he just goes off to whatever place it is and kills some people, and it's the bit where his hands go through the wall and sort of just breaks the wall. Just at that bit, I was like, this is comic book movie awesome.
But
I love that movie.
My only problem with the Iron Man movies is they make out his Iron Man suit to be something really, really special, like Tony Stark's Iron Man suit. Only one can't be matched, but in the first one it's matched. In the first one, the fat guy comes and he's got one, and it's better.
It's better in every way, apart from
the flying.
Apart from the flying at an incredibly high altitude, which is, well, there we are.
It's just because it was bigger.
Yeah.
Second one. Oh, Iron Man, your suit's so special. Someone has one. Exactly. And so there's loads of them, and they're all flying around. I didn't like Iron Man 2 that much. I mean, it got a lot of bad rap, but it wasn't that good. But the third one isn't doing that, which I like a lot.
It's good.
It's doing the, your suit's rubbish, Tony Stark, look, I can destroy you.
I think just the fact that it's the first sort of thing they showed was all the suits around that sort of pedestal. It shows that the focus is going to be this, the fact that all these suits are so precious to him. He's in the centre of it all, and all these... And then they're all gone. So I think it's going to be very interesting that it's not the alcohol that he's trying to get rid of, but it's maybe the suit.
Yeah, it's going to be... It's funny because 2012 was the year of superheroes being destroyed and then building back up again. I mean, you had Skyfall, Dark Knight Rises, just the name too. This one seems a bit late in the trend. Because all of them had that shot of him taking off his mask in the stern. But we got the cool plane saving scene.
That is a cool scene.
It is a very cool scene. But, you know, when he's fighting it, it could go two ways. One way, it could be a really cool moral dilemma. Because he said there's 17 people, he can only save 4. Who does he save? That could be really cool. And then that could lead on to the... That could. But it won't happen. He'll call Rhodey. Rhodey will come help. He'll be somehow managed to save 7, despite the fact Jarvis, the most intelligent computer on the planet, said 4.
I think that the first thing I thought when he did it is that, because I think 3 of them are all joining hands, I think he's just going to fly over to everyone, make them all join hands, so they're in this big sort of parachute formation, and then they'll just float down.
Which is sad.
That's what I think will happen. I hope it doesn't happen. I hope that, unfortunately, that was exact. That's the first thing I thought would happen.
Yeah. Imagine though, if it is that, and that's what turns him kind of to go. It would be dangerous. That would really humanize
Tony Stark, which is something I think they need to do a bit, because I can't really think of much human. I don't know.
I mean, he's just kind of the smarmy one.
Yeah, he's the businessman, and I think they need to show that he is the. He's the leader of the Avengers. I mean, that's something they commonly do. It's just the fact that he's in the Avengers and he has the tower and stuff. He's got the power thrust upon him, but he doesn't really suit it. Yeah. It could definitely be something they look into. I think it's definitely the suit, though, is the focus or lack of the suit.
I was saying earlier, it's odd how we're getting all this stuff for Iron Man 3. Yes, it is out in about three or four months. But we've only had one set photo of four, too.
Mm.
And that, I suppose that in November, but it's odd.
Is it this year?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's November. See? It's exactly why.
It's exactly the trailer, I mean.
Haven't even got, like, an official image.
No, there's just, is there even a poster? I don't think there is a poster.
Nothing.
There's nothing for it. I mean, maybe it's just a rumour. Maybe we've just blown out of proportions. Just a massive rumour.
We all know what you want 4-2 to be.
Yeah, well, the thing 4-2, is...
4-2, Natalie Portman's bedroom.
Natalie Portman has a very special place for me. You see, there was some movies that came out, Star Wars when I was a kid, and, well, Natalie Portman was in it, and then... that went on. I got a bit older and I saw Black Swan, and in the same way that she had matured, I'd also matured as a person.
So Mila Kunis.
That was an interesting movie for me in my teenage bit of Mila Kunis. A very, very special movie for me, in fact. So that
especially the bit with Mila Kunis.
Especially that bit, yes. I can barely remember what happened in that bit.
Oh, really?
Yes, I maybe saw it once or twice.
It's odd how 4-2 hasn't happened. So, at least hasn't had much to do with it. We've even had, like, Captain America news, and that's next year.
Captain America. I'm really excited for Captain America. Yeah. I really like the first movie. I mean, I go back, I just love that movie.
I saw it with my uncle, and it surprised the hell out of me how good it was. Which is why I have faith in Marvel now.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we've got about 10 minutes left of the podcast. And you'll notice earlier we were talking about, well, at least I brought up the fact that Disney has confirmed official Star Wars movies, as in singular on their own movies, which I can't be more happy about. So what we're going to do is we're just going to throw some names about who want to be in just the normal movies, and who we want the solo movies to be about, and
oh dear,
solo movies and who you want in it, and that kind of shit. So let's just say, if you could have one solo movie about anybody, in doesn't have to be just like, even if it's just one of the books, who would you have it about? I'm gonna go first, and I'm gonna say I want to see a Samuel L. Jackson movie.
That would be so cool.
A Mace Windu movie.
Yeah, that would be.
But you're not allowed to steal my idea.
No. I'm not allowed to say Padme movie either, because I'd be lying. I don't know. I sort of really want a Han Solo movie, but then...
Don't have Harrison Ford running around now.
We don't need Harrison Ford. We could, that would be cool. Harrison Ford with a bunch of kids.
Oh, God. What's this movie, Chris?
That could be amazing. Anyway.
Why with the kids?
Hmm?
What's with the kids?
It would be him being a father.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it would be something like Cheaper by the Dozen, something like one of those movies. but with Harrison Ford.
Oh, God.
I mean, no, he's
kind of... Is that seriously your answer?
No, that's not my serious answer.
Any character?
I don't know, maybe... I mean, what just popped into my head was, like, Yoda. Like, maybe having...
Apparently they're making one.
Like, maybe not even having a CGI, like a real prequel to Yoda, just having like a really old guy, or maybe just a young person being Yoda, and we have his story of just becoming really old, maybe why he's almost immortal, something like that. Because I don't know.
As in with puppets and shit?
Yeah, it could be...
Oh, that'd be good.
It could be really cool. I mean, I think Disney could do a puppets and stuff. They definitely...
Oh, the Muppets.
Yeah, it's just, I don't want a terrible Yoda.
Selling toys, I am.
Yes, I don't want a terrible Yoda. I think that's what I want. I want a Yoda movie because Yoda's awesome.
Apparently, they're making one. That Anna Han Solo movie. They're the rumors that Lawrence Kasdan, the person who adapted George Lucas's script for Empire and turned it into the actual script for Empire, is supposedly working on them. And those are the two main rumors. People are screaming a Boba Fett movie. I don't get people's obsession with Boba Fett.
I mean, I kind of understand why he's so cool. He's pretty cool. He's sort of like that video game anti-hero that everyone wants to be. And it's odd that actually there's never been a Boba Fett video game. But I sort of understand it because he is just a really cool guy. But I don't know. I don't particularly want a movie about him. He's a bounty hunter. I mean, he's really a one-dimensional character. At the end of the day, he is just a bounty hunter. I mean, he's cool, but there's a lot of cool characters in
Star Wars. Yeah. Now, yeah. Just sitting up. Sorry, people.
And just quickly, if they did get a South African to play the part of Boba Fett for the movies, I'd be more than happy.
A South African.
The fact that he has the South African accent is one of my favourite parts.
I think it's actually really horrible because I met the person who played Boba Fett. In fact, say that. I'm going to go and get his signature. I have it.
In a Star Wars book. Keep that in mind, Chris.
Well, whilst he gets... Oh, he's already got it. I thought there was going to be a bit of searching then.
No, it was... that's less time.
What is that book?
Well, this, Chris. It's just a Star Wars picture book. It's just a
thing. All right.
So, you know, it has kind of all this... Just going pictures. This was my childhood.
Just leaning forwards.
Yeah. So, let me find it. A bit old and tattered. Here we go.
To Dylan, be cool. Jeremy, Bullock,
he was the person who was in the suit and did the voice in the original trilogy.
That is really cool.
But, when they remastered the movies, they got rid of his voice. And so he's no longer in the credits as Boba Fett. No.
Aww.
Which is really horrible.
That is terrible. Oh.
Which is my...
All the good George Lucas does. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't his decision. Just, nope, take his name out. But
yeah.
Still.
It is really sad.
That is sad.
That is... Even Han shot first didn't annoy me as much as that did. Because he's no longer in Star Wars. You know, Han shoot, yeah, it's just, you know, I can live with that.
Yeah.
But that is someone who was involved with the original trilogy. Not in the more. But anyway, to avoid... Yeah. Let's get back to happy news.
Back to the happy note.
Star Wars, episode 7 has already happened. Solo movies definitely happening. This is just awesome.
I just like so much their solo movies. I mean, anything that's just standalone, I like it because it means that they don't save anything for later movies. They don't build it all up so you end up with a dodgy second movie. Or I really like it when there's one movie, it's complete, they have a story that's meant to fit in one movie, and it's just really great because it's one movie.
Well, there's rumours that Zack Snyder will be doing... just a solo movie, like kind of based before the prequels.
Yeah.
And it would be loosely based off the Seven Samurai. So kind of something happens, these seven awesome Jedi come along. And it's funny because Zack Snyder's agents have denied it obsessively. But so did J.J. Abrams. That would be awesome because you could have some seriously cool Jedi sword fight scenes.
Seriously cool stuff. I think there's good reason that was one of the first rumours. It's because that is one of the most awesome rumours.
Also, people wanted to happen.
Yes, people really. I want that to happen.
Indeed.
I want it all of it. All the Star Wars movies. All the good Star Wars movies.
All the good.
See, I don't want prequel remakes. Prequel remakes would be cool.
Yeah. You can make them well.
Actually, just don't remake the original trilogy or the sequel trilogy, which I'm not calling it. It's the original trilogy.
The prequel trilogy, and this is Star Wars episode 4, 5, and 6 yes, that's being made. Episode 1, 2, and 3 were the originals. But anyway, thank you for listening to this kind of forced but very unique episode of Three Brits, One Mic with actually two Brits. Thank you very much, Chris Morris.
Oh, that is no problem. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I will have you on this whenever you are free. I'm going to try and make you a regular deal, because the more the merrier with these things. You kind of only have two opinions, and you have to really talk about a lot on the when it's just two people. Hopefully, we'll be back with Joel and Vinny and Matt next week. We'll probably try and get Chris, if that's okay. Have five people in a room talking movies and shit. I've been Dylan Manslowey. Thank you very much for listening. This has been Three Brits, One Mic.